This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is, are we headed toward a new housing bubble? But before we get started, hey, I'd just like to touch base with you guys, just see how everybody's doing out there. I hope you're meeting your goals, maybe exceeding your goals in your real estate efforts. And we all are, you know, doing different things. Some are just trying to build up a nice little portfolio to generate some additional income. Some are investing in, large multifamilies. Others are maybe passive investors and syndications. I mean, there's a lot of different folks out there that are listening. I understand that. And so we try to bring you as good a variety as we can of information that can help you in your endeavors. So I hope you're doing good. Tip for the week here. Very interesting, as we've talked about just this housing market that is going crazy. I mean, just recently, the most amazing one I've heard of, people in San Francisco that are offering $1 million more than asking price on single family homes. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, the wars that are out there right now, people trying to buy houses, it's just crazy. Well, there's also demand happening in the rental market too. New data shows that in Memphis, more than 30,000 additional rental units are needed in order to meet the needs of affordable housing in that city. You know, with COVID and all the things that have happened there, unfortunately, there are people that are scammers that are taking advantage, and you just have to be aware. They may take an existing property and falsify and say that, they're taking applications for that property, or there are people that are offering, you know, amazingly cheap rentals and letting them know it's on a first come, first serve basis. And it could be on things like Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist, places like that. One person was looking for a place, found a house for $500 per month. They were so excited. You know, I hit the jackpot, they said. So they, you know, were just moving as quick as they could. They said, look, the first one that can get the, the application in and sign this lease agreement and, get the deposit in has it. And so these people are rushing, and again, they're, not going to work. They're trying to get everything completed and mailed in. And of course, because it's COVID, they're saying, no, we're not meeting face to face with people. So what they're basically doing is they're sending their deposit, usually their first month and maybe it's first and last equivalent with a security deposit. And in the hope that, boom, they got it in time so that they can get that property. Well, they never hear from them again after that goes in. So be aware of scammers out there. Also be sensitive to renters that you're dealing with. Maybe you are doing everything online as well, and you just need to be aware that there certainly are a lot of people out there that are concerned and a little bit scared right now and of some of these housing rental scams. So just keep an eye out for it. Be sensitive to the people you're dealing with. If you can, do face-to-face meetings. If your property management company is able to do that, or if you're doing your own management, I think it's better that people can see a person and know that you're legit. So anyway, that's the tip for the day. Let's get to our topic, and that is, are we headed toward a new housing bubble? Wow. You know, that, I mean, it's kind of a loaded question here. I know we've been talking about a lot of projections and some of the economists that are saying, boom, you know, by the fourth quarter of this year, or maybe the first quarter of next year, but, you know, things are happening. And I think the staggering rise of U.S. home prices is forcing, you know, thousands of aspiring buyers into these crazy bidding wars, like I've been mentioning here, raising questions about whether the housing market could be a bubble right now. When you see people offering $1 million more on a single family home, you know that things are getting really, really crazy and competitive out there. So for nearly a year, a combination of low mortgage rates, a flood of federal stimulus payments coming in, lockdowns and teleworking, all of these have worked together under the coronavirus pandemic. They've fueled a rapid rise in demand for houses. And at the same time, you know, COVID-19 exacerbated an already severe housing shortfall by causing major delays in new home construction. Now, you've got to have to also look at construction materials going up again, crazy prices, very expensive to do any kind of construction or rehab right now. And they've kept some potential sellers on the sidelines because they were afraid to let, you know, strangers tour their homes, and I mean all kinds of things that came out of the pandemic. Just last month, okay, a new record here, a median home price, okay, in April, this is nationwide, okay, rose 20% to $347,500. Now, that's up 20% from last year. The average home spent just 20 days on the market before selling. And this is from the latest Redfin data that came out. And last month was not a pandemic anomaly. Home prices rose 12% year over year in February, the fastest rate since 1996, according to the most recent reading from the closely watched S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Home Price Index. According to Mike Frantoni, chief economist for the Mortgage Bankers Association, he said, "We really sort of exacerbated this imbalance where demand was really strong, but supply was unbelievably constrained. You get into this year of record low levels of inventory, and that really is what's spurring the very rapid home price growth. Buyers with savings or equity in their current homes have helped keep up the pressure. Offers well above asking price are commonplace." As I mentioned, this crazy one's going on in Northern California. "And those unable to outbid competitors have upped the ante by waiving inspection requirements and restructuring offers with better immediate incentives for sellers." There's articles out there right now that inspectors can't even meet the demand to be able to inspect homes. And so they're charging a premium right now because they cannot do enough. And it's delaying the process. So people are buying homes without inspecting them. That's a big no-no. And we've talked about that on this show before. You've got to get your home inspected before you buy it, especially as an investor. Experts say there's no clear end in sight to the home buying frenzy, but they don't see the same red flags that preceded the collapse of mid-2000s housing bubble. And, you know, it's a different type of, you know, definitely a different economy. But I think that there are a lot of red flags there that you need to be aware of. Though mortgage rates are low, lending standards have tightened considerably since 2007-2009. The 2010 Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Law imposed much stricter home loan requirements to avoid another foreclosure crisis. And banks have also been very wary of lending to all but the safest buyers because of pandemic-related uncertainty. A lot of people who are buying today are among the most creditworthy in the history of mortgage lending, according to Reggie Edwards, an economist at Redfin. They have the highest levels of savings, and they're taking out loans that have the most equity off the bat because they're putting so much cash up front. And he says, I don't think we have any concerns about if people can afford the homes that they're buying right now, especially compared to 26, 27. But what Edwards added was that unlike the current market, where demand for homes far exceeds supply, the foreclosure crisis was fueled in part by the lenders pushing families to buy up an oversupply of homes they could not afford. And that made more expensive, that made things more expensive by buyers interested only in speculative house flipping. So federal watchdogs have also expressed confidence that the housing market will not inflate to dangerous levels akin to 2007. Now, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told reporters Wednesday that while the sharp rise in housing prices is not an unalloyed good, the Fed hasn't picked up signs of financial instability or growing risks. That surprises me. But Powell, however, voiced concerns with how many potential first-time buyers could miss their chance to make a crucial investment after a crisis that drastically inflated wealth inequality. Powell said, if you're an entry-level housing buyer, this is a problem. Julio Lopez, a 27-year-old data technician from Pasco, Washington, knows that too well. Lopez said he and his wife, a county elections administrator, have spent 2 months looking to buy a home and even longer saving up. After being locked down in a two-bedroom apartment, he said, they wanted to upgrade to a house being enough for their seven-month-old daughter, an eventual second child, and his mother-in-law, whom they support financially. And this is what Lopez says, even if it was a house that would barely be sufficient at this point, it would make more sense to start building up equity and maybe sell the house in 5 years. It's proven to be really difficult, he said. After making unsuccessful offers on three homes, the Lopezes on Thursday put an offer on a renovated 1944 three-bedroom, two-bath house listed that day for $295,000. Lopez said they toured the house and offered $325,000 to buy it the same day it hit the market. After being told another potential buyer made an offer well above asking price that would expire the next day. They found out Friday that their offer wasn't good enough, missing out on a home that would sell after just 2 days in the market for 65% above what the owners initially paid in September 2020, according to Zillow. I can't imagine how people who make less money than us even dream of doing it. This is Lopez speaking. Me and my wife are fortunate enough to have really solid jobs. Without our income combined, it's just very disheartening that even with that, it's not enough to buy the house right now. Some industry analysts and affordable housing advocates see some promise in Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal, which includes a $213 billion in tax credits, federal spending, and grants meant to produce 2 million affordable houses and apartments. Housing construction has also picked up in recent months, and the gradual loosening of coronavirus restrictions may push buyers to stay in urban centers that saw many sort of mini exoduses early in the pandemic. Now, you know, whether or not this infrastructure bill is going to do anything for the housing market, it will probably slow things down, but it's not going to prevent the inevitable if, in fact, we are on the way to a bubble that may burst. According to Lawrence Young, chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, all their down payment savings becomes almost irrelevant and pointless with fast rising home prices. So no matter how much you're saving, there really isn't a guarantee that you're going to be able to get the home that you want, because you're going to have a higher down than what you're initially offering as well. He further goes on to say, if we have more supply, it gives us a better chance for millennials and minority households to become homeowners. So we need to ensure that. Well, the rate we're going, it doesn't look like we're insuring anything. Those of you that, you know, that have properties you want to unload, this is the time to do it. Definitely. I've said that already before. But for those that are buying, man, unless you're going to markets that are just really off the grid here, it's going to be tough to find homes that are going to hold their value, especially if we're in this bubble right now. So are we headed toward a new housing bubble? It's really difficult to say. There are a lot of red flags out there, and there's certainly indicators that it just can't keep going up and up and up like this forever. But it can go on for a while, and especially if there's artificial stimulus going in there to try to boost the income of those folks that are trying to purchase these homes. So I'll try to keep you updated as I hear more, and we'll go from there. But overall, I'd say be cautious out there. Especially if you're investing, I still think you can, you don't lose with real estate, but it may take a little longer to recover the value that you bought that house at. That's the only problem when you're buying it at jacked up rates. So remember all the things that we've taught you about analysis and how to analyze a good deal, how to make projections. Those are things that really come in handy. And if you see that the numbers are not right and you just got caught up in a frenzy, take a step back and just say, hey, let it go. You may the next month or two, you might regret it because you're going to see, oh, gee, they're going up even higher. But that's not going to go on for long. And then when they come down, they're going to come down. So I think we just need to be careful and wise, okay? Well, that's it for today. Please note everything mentioned here. I have some quotes and links in there. Will be accessed in our Old Dog show notes at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled, Are We Headed Toward a New Housing Bubble? Well, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.